Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Panty Pods.
A.k.a. one mustache, no cash.
That's right, a.k.a. Randy's wife in the back, holding it down while the brothers are in front.
On full attack.
That's right. By the way, the dollhouse that Amy was working on through all the episodes that was behind us, at all times she was working on that dollhouse, is now in House Beautiful. It's on housebeautiful.com. You can check it out.
Check a very cool feature.
I put a link up, and so you can actually see the what was going on in the background that goes in the foreground, and we appreciate that, and we like to bring you that stuff too. All right, should we jump into a story?
Let's do it.
All right, those who can't teach, and those who can't teach,
teach gym.
That's the old joke, right?
Which, by the way, is bad for students all the way
Both
around.
Both scenarios are bad, okay?
In our high school, we had a guy, Denny Staub.
He driver's ed teacher.
Football coach, varsity football coach and driver's ed teacher.
He used to call the simulators that we drove driver's ed on, he used to call them stimulators.
Not even stimulators.
Stimulators.
I'll put it in a stimulator. Fire up the stimulators. Your kids get in the stimulators.
He was like Hank Hill, a little bit. But he was like the football coach.
And he had like psoriasis.
Well, he wasn't joking about the stimulators. And you know what else wasn't a joke, Jay?
His psoriasis.
The popcorn psoriasis elbows that he had that he'd scratch them all the time. He'd like rub up against you as he came through the stimulators.
I don't know if you can get psoriasis by contact, I'm assuming.
I doubt it. They just felt like psoriasis elbow to me. But whatever it was disgusting. You don't want to get rubbed by the popcorn elbows of Denny Staub. And he wasn't a good football coach. Why did he have the power to keep his job?
I guess because he was the varsity football coach. That kind of gave him like a little notch
leeway
of power
to be an idiot and a terrible teacher. But at no point in his class was I ever threatened by his stupidity. Were you?
Yeah, you didn't worry that he was going to get drunk and start...
And force me to go to a strip club with him?
No,
never worried about it. Which, let's face it, would have been a story for all times.
Yes.
No matter how wrong it was. So, Denny Staub, you were not a genius, but you were not a threat to anyone.
Correct. That's fair.
Even if your popcorn elbows did occasionally graze by us as we were operating the stimulators.
Again, don't know if you can get psoriasis by
I don't even know
contact,
what that was called. Sure. It was just... Anyway, here we go. All right, this next story. Whoo boy. An IT teacher who threatened them, and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for 3 years.
Does that sound like too short of a time?
He got drunk around kids. Like, that means you don't ever teach again.
Right.
Threaten some pupils.
That means you don't teach in your reincarnated life.
And took a few to a strip club.
That means you don't teach in your next three lives.
So you get a year for each thing, apparently, Jay.
Right?
Is that what it is?
A year for getting drunk in front of the kids.
Uh-huh.
A year for threatening some of the kids. And a year for taking them to
the strip
club.
I think getting drunk in front of students should have...
That's a 10-year ban.
That's a 10-year ban.
Easy.
Threatening pupils should be a 25-year ban.
Yeah.
Right? Taking kids to the strip club will cut down threatening pupils 10 years.
Right.
So that's 15 years. So we're talking 25 years you can't teach.
Yes. He should have been banned at least for 20 years. At least.
Can he still teach gym?
Maybe.
Richard Glenn's behavior was so unacceptable, he was sent home early during Long
now,
Ridge.
Richard Glenn is the astronaut from The Right Stuff. Am I wrong to say that?
He's stepped on Mars for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Sent home early during Long Ridge Towers school's trip to Costa Rica in July of 2019, the teaching regulation agency heard.
Sent home from Costa Rica. Boy, that was a weird choice to pick that guy as the chaperone for like a trip abroad.
I'm surprised he didn't try and sacrifice one of the female students in one of the volcanoes.
You mean Mount Arenal?
Yes, I do. You've been there, Jay.
I have.
Is it me, or do you long for the 2019 hubris we once had?
Just going on class trips.
Yep. Allowing teachers to get drunk and take kids to a strip club.
Don't when that was the big issue of the
good
day.
Good old days!
Oh, those are the good old days.
Mr. Glenn... 55, I'm surprised that people don't call him by his first name. Steve Glenn, I don't know what his first name is, admitted gross misconduct and was dismissed in August of 2019.
I think we know his name.
6 years
Richard
older than
Glenn.
Us. Richard Glenn.
Dick Glenn.
Dick Glenn. 6 years older than us, Jay. That's it.
Dick Glenn's only 6 years older than
and
us.
And one LeBron's mom. Remember we used to...
Yeah, you do.
That was a unit of measure of age. How many LeBron's moms is he? 1.5. 3/4 of LeBron's mom. I think he's one LeBron's mom.
Yeah.
Not that old.
Yeah.
This is a guy who tells everyone who will listen that he's single and loving it.
Yeah.
He's having a great time.
The Northumberland private school costs up to £4,850 per term for day pupils. So people who are not boarding school students. So what is that about? It's £9,000 a term.
Right.
A semester is what I think it is. £18,000. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Several, like $25,000 a year, right?
Right.
It's a lot of money to give the school. Maybe that money also includes life lessons like how to hold your own liquor.
Right.
I mean, they're teaching these kids
how to behave in the champagne room.
Okay.
Life lessons.
A misconduct panel heard Mr. Glenn, who taught computer science and has been the head of sixth form since 2007, was one of the leaders of the group of 16 to 18-year-olds who went to Costa Rica in July of 2019. Mm-mm. He's a computer science teacher. Okay. The biggest fear about this guy is that he would try and build a girl using the school's computer lab.
The mainframe. Yes.
Not try and make it rain at an all nude club in the Costa Rican rainforest.
Jesus.
He was supposed to be there until July 28th, but after 6 days was sent home by the expedition's leader due to his behavior. Sent home early. Like, that's how bad he screwed up, Jay. They're like, we'll go down
a chaperone.
Right.
That's better than having this clown.
Did they pull him from the champagne room?
I don't know.
Mid lap dance, Jay.
Hey, where's Mr. Glenn? Oh, he couldn't join us for the...
I just saw him at dinner.
He couldn't join us for the high ropes course in the Mount Everi Cloud Forest. By the way,
they didn't even think that discipline would work. They're like, we're pulling him. Yeah. We're just pulling him from the trip.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Are you ready for what his actions included? Uh-huh. I don't think you guys are ready for this.
I am ready.
His actions included drinking with pupils, mm-hmm. allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the age of 18.
Yikes.
And who wants to get drunk with their computer science teacher? Yay!
That feels like a punishment to me.
Right?
That feels awful.
Well, he's not a calm or fun drunk, Jay, because he threatened to, quote, kick the head in of one pupil and, quote, kill another.
Yeah, you don't come back threatening to kill a student.
May I remind you, he was only banned 3 years.
3 years.
Like, what do you have to do to get banned for life here?
Kick a student in the head?
I don't know.
Actually kill a student?
I don't care how many times that student tried to tip the stripper with traveler's checks. You don't threaten to kick him in the head. Telling one pupil, quote, I'm not in trouble. You'll be in trouble.
You're in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. You'll be in trouble.
That only banned for 3 years for this. We have to keep reminding you that.
Meaning that your little brother can still get him.
Yes.
Still have him as a teacher.
Yep.
After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, you're all right. You're all right.
Love you.
Who is this guy? Tony Soprano? He kind of is.
Kissing kids on top of the head.
Hanging out at strip clubs.
Threatening people left and right.
He is like British Tony Soprano. Taking one or more pupils to the strip club. Bada bing.
There you go.
One or more. Did he take one? Then he need to go back and he
need
more money.
More money.
Let me go back and get the other
Who's
ones.
Who's got the most money? Whose parents sent him with the most money?
I'm still talking about the things he did wrong, Jay. We're not done with this list.
Oh, he's still doing wrong things.
Acting aggressively towards the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him back to his tent.
Tried to help him back to his tent. How drunk is he?
And way to act aggressive when someone is trying to help you to your tent, dummy. Exposing himself to the woman in a shared hotel room.
Oh, my God.
Although it was agreed that it was not malicious or sexually motivated. Wait, what? This behavior has canceled celebrities.
Who does he think he is? Deshaun Watson?
Again, these are the types of things that should bankrupt this idiot, but he'll be teaching.
And revoke his teaching license forever.
But he'll be teaching in 2024.
Yeah.
The panel said that his behavior placed one or more pupils in his care at risk, you think? Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom, Dad, can I go to Costa Rica with school? Are there any chaperones there? Yeah, the computer science teacher, Mr. Glenn.
That nerd?
Sure.
Go for it.
What could go wrong? It added that there was no malice or sexual intent in taking the students to taking the lap dance club. It's a lap dance club. You cannot take kids to a lap dance club. Mr. Glenn admitted, quote, it was inappropriate and unprofessional. Yeah, I would say that's you know how like when a school
said it was inappropriate and unprofessional for him to fail to control the situation. Like the situation overtook everyone.
Right.
He's like, I couldn't control it.
The situation
made me take these kids to a strip club. Don't you understand? I couldn't control it.
They are students that you brought to a lap dancing club, not wild.
No, the situation took all of us there.
They're not wild boar at a petting zoo.
J,
Do you understand? Problem wasn't controlling the situation. It was you taking him to the strip club
now,
in the first place.
Now, if the situation, the guy from the Jersey Shore was the one who took them to the strip club,
I couldn't,
and he couldn't control him.
He's too drunk and he's got too many
abs. That's fair.
His abs are too cut. So if you took them to the strip club and you were able to control the situation, then everything would have been okay. All right, let's take a break and let's find out the rest of the story. Worst teacher of the year, am I right?
Unbelievable.
We'll be right back.
Guys, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Isn't that fantastic?
It's huge.
Researched and developed for 3 years and made for people, not patients.
That's a big point, too.
Lucy was created. They created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, and they're all really good. Wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor, and each and every flavor actually tastes good.
Yep.
How about that for a change?
That's actually good.
And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. This is a real way for you to transition off the cigarettes, to get a little bit of nicotine so you get the fix that you need, and then at the same time, you're weaning yourself off of the cigarette.
It's such an important thing to do, and I have a good friend of mine who used this very successfully. So I know this type of thing can work. So we want you to try it. And again, you're not smoking in people's faces. You're not giving it to your family. This is a great way.
Hey,
a great step to
take. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw away your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month, so you don't have to think about it. It's so simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co.co and use the promo code Sklarbro and get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co. Use the promo code Sklarbro at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived by tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and make sure you use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Live Dumb People Town happening.
Oh yes.
May 22nd, Saturday night. The Doughboys, that great
Cannot
podcast.
Cannot wait, I love that.
We're
going
to do the fried chicken challenge. We got a Greenlee. It's going to be so much fun. Chris Thiele is going to be playing the mandolin and singing songs from Nickel Creek. So definitely get your tickets at danielvankirk.com or nowherecomedyclub.com. May 22nd, Saturday night, 6:30. We want to see everybody there. Please get your tickets. It's going
to
be fun.
All right, let's get back to the story. A teacher took kids to a strip club and threatened to kick and kill another kid and exposed himself to another teacher and got violent with a woman who was trying to help his drunk ass back to his tent, all on a class trip to Costa Rica.
He added he could not remember what happened due to his state of intoxication. So that's it. I was too drunk to know what happened. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing to admit.
Yes.
But he did not dispute the recollection of those present. So they're probably right. I was too drunk to know.
At least he didn't try to dispute it.
Look, I didn't know what happened next. I was wasted. What do you expect from me? You expect me to remember stuff after 15 body shots? Come on.
Jesus.
Like he gets mad at them for asking him to recall stuff. Right. The panel was shown photos of drink tickets bought at the strip club and said it was satisfied that his conduct amounted to misconduct of a serious nature, which fell significantly short of the standards expected of the profession. Again, serious enough to ban him for a short period of time where he can just come back in a couple of years.
Like less time that we have to wait for the next Olympics, the next World Cup.
Right.
The panel
reports that Mr. Glenn was at various times during the school trip under the influence of alcohol and therefore not in a position to adequately make the decisions or act in loco parentis should the need arise. Yeah, he's the parent.
Yeah.
Oh, they're overseas. Mm-hmm. I love this guy took a trip as like a way for him to just cut loose. Like he couldn't do it in his regular life. You're an adult. You can go to strip clubs are you like, I have to get to the strip clubs in Costa Rica.
I haven't heard that the strip clubs in Costa Rica are
I'll act like an adult when I'm at home, but I get to Costa Rica, man. All bets are off.
Yeah. These students got to understand I'm down there for me.
This was in circumstances where pupils under his care were in an unfamiliar country.
Yeah.
Facts. Far from home.
Yes.
And relying on him for guidance and protection.
That's right.
And that's why the 3-year ban is perhaps maybe the most insane part of this whole story. Right. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Yes. Your kids are in another country under his drunk strip club frequenting hothead. I'd say
not an ideal situation.
No.
No.
Mr. Glenn was an experienced teacher and pastoral leader who would have been expected to lead an overseas trip safely and would have been aware of the contract expecting him. So no one told him he couldn't drink or threaten kids.
Yeah. Or okay. force them to go to a strip club with him.
Or watch him pop a Woody while he was getting a lap dance from a pregnant stripper.
Jeez.
After the 3 years of his elapsed, Mr. Glenn will need to apply for the ban to be lifted. Oh, so it's like parole.
Okay.
They're going to bring back up all the bad stuff he did.
Right.
Okay. So we'll see in 3 years.
See, okay, education system in England. We'll see how broken you are if in 3 years this guy's back in the classroom.
In the meantime, I think it's safe to say that next year, Costa Rica trip, not happening.
That's done.
That's done.
That's not, you're going to like, you're going to go somewhere else. That's not as
You're
going
to go see big men in Parliament. Enjoy that.
That's all right.
All right, that's the show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
A podcast network.